Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm a dad mom. That means while my wife works, I'm at home being awesome. I know there's a lot of moms that are out there that look at my unique mixture of masculinity and nurturing, and they find it quite alluring. And I know that there's dads who are out there who are astonished with my ability to dress a four-year-old. But here's a real kicker. I can take even the frilliest girl dress and fold it with complete accuracy. Boom. And with Tide Boost, I can use the brute strength of dad to mix with the nurturing abilities of my laundry detergent. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go do pull-ups and crunches in the other room. Tide Boost is my Tide. What's yours?
Huddle up, huddle up, huddle up. It is I, your sports podcasting them, a.k.a. D-Gen, the coach, coming to you live from Lagos, Nigeria. It's the Huddle Sports Nation. Anybody want to call in and join the huddle? 516-453-9133, pound one. All right. Let's get right to it. Interesting draft. Who goofed? Who made the right play? And who's the undecided? So, I'm going to start out with studs and duds in the first round. So, start with the first pick in the draft, taken by the Jacksonville Jaguars. His name is Trevor Lawrence, 6'3", I think roughly around 218, proven winner, pocket awareness, very mobile for today's game. act right on. I say stud. I say stud. This kid looks like he's built for the long haul. He's height. He's 6'6", excuse me. Not 6'3", 6'6". NBA size at quarterback. A little wiry. We'll see about if he can take the pounding. But this kid, mental toughness is there. I don't know if y'all seen the clips of this kid, some of the passes he was throwing. He already throws in tight windows. So, I think this guy is going to help their organization, even though they don't really got a lot. They'll win a few games. Got to keep him upright. I don't know what that line, offensive line is looking like. But we're going to see. We will see. Now let's go to the second pick of the draft. Talking about the lowly. When you're a Jet, you're a Jet. I think that pick sucks. This guy only played 8 games. I'm not feeling that. I don't think he's what. I just don't know what they was looking at. The obvious pick was sitting right there. But they want to go with the Zach Wilson game. Okay. Excuse me. He didn't play. I correct that. I'm going to get to the third pick in a minute. Zach Wilson, Brigham Young. Who was good from Brigham Young besides Ty Detmer? Steve Young. All right. Brigham Young's a pass-oriented offense, but not sold on him at the number two pick. I think there were better quarterbacks than Zach Taylor out there. Trust his mobility in today's game. He looks like he got to sit in that pocket, and the Jets ain't got no line. And he's going to look like Sam Darnold act all over again to me. That's what it looked like to me. Looked like Sam Darnold act. And we'll see. I just not sold on this guy. Brigham Young, I'm not sold. I'm not. Coach, the third pick of the draft. This is a very interesting situation that the 49ers put themselves in. They went all in. But this kid, Lance, won't play that game. I don't know what the infatuation with the NFL with these Bison, but they're grabbing them. He's mobile. A little small as far as thin. I think that was a reach. Again, the obvious pick was still there on the board. I don't know why. Just don't want to act like this guy can't play football. All of a sudden, this guy can't play football. 4'3", 225, and 6'3", and a half, but can't play football. Well, I'll get to him later. But nonetheless, I say the book is out. Not going to call him a dud. The book is out. All right. So we'll go to the fourth pick in the draft. Kyle Pitts. That's his name. Remember that name. Just don't remember his outfit. His ensemble was egregious at best. But remember his name. Stud. This kid's going to be running down your scene. And he's not going to be playing no games. You want to join in again? Calling 516-453-9133. This guy is going to – Atlanta going to be in a shootout with everybody. They're still going to lose, though. No defense. But nonetheless, they're going to be in a shootout with everybody. Yeah, they're shooting. This guy does things that I've never seen wide receivers do. Except for you. Us. We got a Kyle Pitzer too. Steel, by the way. Kyle Pitzer runs a 4.38 at tight end. But nonetheless, get back to the situation at hand. I really like Kyle Pitts a whole heck of a lot. I just do. I think that this guy is going to make Matt Ryan stay around irrelevant in this league for about three more. He could possibly, with that offense, make Gurley look good. He could make Julio look a lot better. And he could just do things that, I don't know, this guy's just running down your seam. He's big, strong, fast. He could block. They can spread him out wide. They can put him in the slide. They can put him on the line. Pretty good pick. I just think that Atlanta, it's just, I don't know. I just don't understand the organization, though, as a whole. Like, y'all already had enough. Y'all had enough weapons. But, you know, they chose to go that route, okay, which is fine with me. I don't have a problem with it. I think that they just need to focus. When you get too engulfed for offense in this league, you got to be able to stop somebody. Y'all seen what happened at the end of last year. Tampa Bay got some stops. All of a sudden, that defense got real healthy. So, we'll go to the Cincinnati Bengals, Doofus, Goofy. You want to get Joe Burrow killed again? You got to protect your franchise quarterback, and they go, let me go get another stud wide receiver. Well, if you can't protect him, Ja'Marr Chase won't be doing anything out there. I think he's a great talent. I just don't think that was the pick they needed this year. They got to get this kid upright. You seen what happened to him last year? He was getting killed and he got knocked out. I would have went off as a lineman, but congratulations to Chiefs. Miami Dolphins. This was a reach for Jalen Waddle at 6. A reach. Not six. Now, these people are grading this an 8 for that. Listen. Brother, don't think Waddle better than Smith. I don't. But nonetheless, I thought they reached with Waddle. But is he a stud or a dud? He's a stud. Definitely stud, not a dud. Now we go to the Detroit Lions. Penei Sewell. Talented. Keep golf upright for a couple more seconds. I don't have no problem with that pick. Is he a stud or a dud? You know, it's a crapshoot with offensive lineman. So I'll say the book is out on him. Crapshoot. What are you doing in Detroit? NFL purgatory. I guess you're just going to have to see what Goofball can do. And he got a couple more. He may have bought him about a second and a half with this guy. Maybe grasp the offense. Here's another reach. Carolina Panthers, reach for J.C. Horn. Reach. I know you need defense. I know that. But there was a guy on the board still. That linebacker still was on the board. Micah Parsons was still on the board. Micah Parsons was still on the board. Y'all go and draft this guy, J.C. Horn. Interesting pick. Sam Darnold ain't got weapon to purse out there. The dinks to Christian McCaffrey game, people read that last year. It's over. So, I don't know what you think you're going to do out there with Sam Darnold with no talent at the wideout positions or the tight end position. I don't know about that one. He's a quality player. Is he a stud or a dud? Book is out with me. Book out. So we go to the Broncos. Interesting pick. Again, somebody was still out there. But, again, Patrick Surtain, the second stud, though. This guy could play. Dad was a stud. Gene Pool. I don't think Gene Pool's going to miss on this one. I don't have a problem with Denver picking that. They need something on the back end. I still would have grabbed the linebacker, Micah Parsons. For the first time in a long time, the number 10 pick of the draft, they got it right. The Beagles, Philadelphia Beagles, Eagles, remember that Philly? They got it right. They got it right. Devontae Smith is a stud. You know who they compared him to in sports? And I loved it. They compared him to Allen Iverson as a player. Heart. He's small, but he played big. They're going to bulk him up. His route running is the best route running in the draft. Better than Waddle. Yes, better than Waddle. His in and out. His cuts. Superb. And he catch everything. They said he dropped like two passes all season long. And one of them was because he had a broken finger. The Heisman Trophy winner is going to make the Eagles a dangerous football team. They got Rieger on the other side. Miles Sanders, don't forget that they got offense. They got a lot of offense. Not a lot. I'm going a little bit too far with a lot of offense, but they have offense now. They got speed. What you need in this league, a lot of speed, which is pretty decent. A lot of speed. So, go to the number 11 pick in the draft. Commend Chicago Bears for getting it right. They needed a quarterback. Mitch Trubisky's whack. They needed a quarterback. They need a leader, this kid leader. I like him. A lot. I think he is an awesome pick. I think this guy is going to shock people with his what they said he can't do. He's going to make up with the mobility. Definitely got arm strength. He's going to make every team that passed on him pay dearly. Good pick for the Chicago Bears. I think this guy's a stud. Now, another selection that I can't even mind-boggle. These goofies made the right pick. The Dallas Cowboys, for the first time, smartened up. Micah Parsons is going to be a stud in that defense. A stud. With DeMarcus Lawrence running around out there, Jalen Smith, Vander Esch, and this boy,
I can't believe it. I just can't believe it.
Am I in heaven?
Yeah, you in heaven.
It's my guy on the line. Y'all got it right.
The coach just said, good job, Dallas Cowboys. Oh, my God. I'm scared to go to sleep now.
Listen, I'm being a realist. Y'all got it right.
Is, I don't want to be just on Cowboys. But watch out for Atlanta, and they can keep Julio Jones. But they're selling.
They don't got no defense, though. They still don't got no defense, though.
Yeah, they can't stop, but they can score on people. They're going to have to outscore everybody. That's what Atlanta
they
has
gonna
to
have
do.
To. That's what they're going to have to do.
Carolina, they say that the Browns were very strategic in the draft.
I think the Browns had an excellent draft.
Yeah.
I give the Browns an A+. They had an excellent draft.
Now, you know, I like. I'm happy with Dallas's pick.
I
mean,
as far as addressing needs,
still need a safety, but I'm pretty much happy. But my question is to you: what quarterback? Rookie quarterback, you think is going to have be the most effective of day one? Who you got starting?
I got Justin Fields doing the most work. I don't. I got him out there. Not saying stinking it up. He don't got nothing. He don't got no running backs. He don't got nothing.
It's still Mahomes.
No, what you talking about? Nothing. Rookie.
No, oh, rookie? Okay, then I think it's Justin Fields. Because here's the situation. I've been waiting to come on this line. We'll talk about the Trey Lance thing in a minute. Thank you, Automatic. I feel that Justin Fields is a great talent in a bad organization. Oh, Chicago State. They did not know what to do. I'm hoping this is the first quarterback. But I'm going to say this again. The first quarterback since Vince Evans that they got this right. Also a black quarterback. Jim McMahon was good. He was good. He was good. He was the manager. He was good.
Yeah, it was,
the rest have been hot garbage since then. Right. The rest have been hot garbage. All of them. The rest, Grossness, and Jay Cutler, hot garbage. So they haven't really had a leader. Right. They haven't really had a leader on that team since Vince Evans in 1977 coming out of USC. And you got, and you didn't know what to do with him yet, right? Because he was black, right? Don't get me started with that, Vince Evans stuff, right? Right, Coach, we talked about that last week, right? Don't get me started with that, okay?
Yup. Yeah, right.
Okay. Do you think that Mac Jones can will take Cam Newton's starting job?
Hell to the no.
No. Not right now. Not right now. No. No. I mean, Cam Newton will retire first. Cam has to stick it up. He'll stick the bathroom up for him to lose his job, yo. And he's not ready. Mac Jones is not ready.
Who started Jacksonville? What's that guy, Mitch Magic? Oh, boy.
Trubisky.
He's talking about Mitch. So he's on Buffalo. He's backing up Josh Allen now.
So,
which he needs
to be. The world going to stop? Who's going to stop Trevor Lawrence from starting?
Nobody. Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields start. And Zach Wilson.
Who I'm not sold on, but okay.
And my other question is, as great as Aaron Rodgers is, I see him get Mike McCarthy fired. Now he's called for the GM tag.
No. Mike McCarthy, you mean the floor. McCarthy's your coach.
I know.
No, he's saying he got fired. I'm sorry.
But my
thing is do you think that if they have Aaron Rodgers, do you think he's selfish or do you think it's all about business?
That's
he
a good
like
one.
He didn't like his coach. Matter of fact, he didn't really get along with his coach, the new coach either. I think at Rodgers, they might as well go ahead and get something for him because you could get something for him. I mean, they'd be stupid not to just if the marriage is over, you might as well.
It's over though. It's over. It is. You're right about that though because. When he made that decision to kick that field goal, that was it for Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. For real. He's mentally checked out with Green Bay.
Who you think could get Aaron Rodgers?
Who do I think? They got the kid Justin Love to replace Aaron Rodgers. And he can play.
Right? They're not going to trade in the division. They're not going to trade to
Oh, they'll trade him out to the AFC somewhere. He won't be in the NFC. I don't know where.
I think I was about to say New England could get him.
You guys haven't done your homework. He's going to Denver. That's where he's going.
Yeah, I could.
That's it, guys. I mean, it's crazy.
I heard that. He wants to go
to California. He wants to go to California. He grew up.
But where in California?
He can take Jimmy G's job.
Where? If Matthew Stafford is in L.A., Trey Lance and Garoppolo are in San Francisco.
He wants to go to San Francisco.
It's not going to happen. He's going to Denver. Denver's going to need the quarterback. Denver need a quarterback as bad. It's really bad. They need a quarterback. Now, I'm telling you that, Otto. That's why I see him whining out. You know what I'm saying? As for the Dallas Cowboys, let's keep it real. We always keep it real on these O&E faces, okay? Let's keep it real once again. You guys settle for Micah Parsons. You guys, you were supposed to get Patrick Surtain, and it didn't happen for you, so you traded with the Eagles. I'm telling you right now, the Eagles don't get Devontae Smith. If Patrick Surtain was not picked by Denver, and Coach, I know I'm right, y'all would have picked him at 10. Micah Parsons would have fell lower. He would have fell lower.
Yep.
The Eagles would have had the 12th pick, okay? And guess what? The Giants would have picked Devontae Smith.
Yep.
They wanted Devontae Smith.
Correct. You Eagles and Cowboys did some dirty dealing on New York. Y'all, yeah. Was like, okay, I can't get 13. And the Eagles like, look, we'll give you this and that. You give us the 10. So Dallas like, you know what? We don't like New York anyway. All right, we'll give you the 10. That was the crazy shit right there. Uh-huh. That was some dirty, low-down stuff that Dallas and Philadelphia put down on the New York Giants. Because then, like I said, they didn't get their man. And then the Cowboys pick number 12. They get Micah Parsons. Best defensive player in the draft to me. Best defensive player. Bar none. He better than Sertan to me. You go find out. Listen, Vander Esch is Nick. It's Micah Parsons and Sertan. Sertan's a cornerback. Micah Parsons could cover from end zone. From sideline to sideline. He's an Urlacher, man. He's a cutie, man. He's okay. Bad, man. I mean, y'all love him. And I'm telling you.
I agree with you on that part.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the best.
Listen, man. Leighton Vander Esch. Also, this is a smart pick by Dallas, too. Leighton Vander Esch is going to be retiring, man. I mean, no one's talking shit even here. We're talking real. That boy is a hit from being paralyzed. I don't understand.
Yep.
The Dallas Cowboys killing this guy, man. How many neck injuries can this man have? His neck has been fused just like Peyton Manning.
Yeah, Van.
You should not be out there playing football, man.
Peyton Manning was able to play with two of his neck injuries.
Yeah, I know that, man. But he's only one hit away, Larry. I'm telling you. One hit away being paralyzed, man. We're not talking shit here. We're just being honest, man. I don't want to see it happen to the guy. And it's a shame that he's a phenomenal talent. Oh, he's a phenomenal talent. Because we're just talking football here, right, guys? You know, all the hatred aside, you know how we feel about the Cowboys. Well, I don't hate the Dallas Cowboys. But I know that Coach hates the Dallas Cowboys. And he hates your quarterback. The quarterback is whack.
Oh,
you know it.
As you said, Dak is whack.
We already know.
That's what Coach said. Dak is whack. Matthew Stafford is very generous with the football. He's very generous. I've seen him play and
He's a good player. Let me tell you something about Matthew Stafford ain't goofball.
I'm giving you the stat again so you understand he's not generous. He hasn't thrown double digit interceptions since 2010.
Yeah, he told you that last week.
21.
All right, coach, go back to the draft. Who's at number 13?
Number 13 is a good pick. Chargers pick Rashawn Slater.
Man, ain't that something, man? Protect Herbert's blind side. My God.
My God.
Outstanding pick by Los Angeles. Outstanding pick. Awesome. I mean, you talking about somebody's going to be there for 10 to 12 years, man. I don't know if Justin Herbert going to be there in 10 to 12 years. But let me tell you something, while he's there, man, that's smart, bro. That is absolutely
smart. That was a real smart pick. I can't say nothing bad about that. And this guy's a player.
Wait a minute. I got something to say, Coach. Hey, Otto, he's been disrespectful. Yo, man, I know, you know, you going against, you know, Trey Lance, because he's not Carson Wentz, bro. This boy got talent, man. He's going to have to be developed. And I'm telling you that the best thing they need to do is keep Jimmy G there. And if Jimmy G has a great season, then everything's cool. You still got Trey Lance in the background doing his thing, learning the game. But I'm telling you, man, when this guy gets into the rules, the quarterback rules, start learning, man, understand the nuances and understand how to read pro defenses, he's going to be a problem, bro.
Jimmy G's job.
Yeah, man. He's a number home.
I just said the book is out. I didn't say
that. Well, his situation. He's you know what to me? You know who he is? And I know you guys don't agree. We go back to the draft. He's Patrick Mahomes. Let me explain what I mean. When Patrick first came from Texas Tech, he was a project too. He stood right behind Al Smith. Am I right? Same shit, man. The same thing's going on with him, man. He's Patrick Mahomes being drafted, bro. The difference is he was drafted way up top, where Pat was drafted way down low in the first round. I don't know. All right. Back to the draft. Go ahead, man.
So, go to the Jets. Good pick.
and need something, O-line, Alijay Vera Tucker. They needed a lineman. Can't get playing. Not the second pick. But this kid's big. He's big. Yeah. He could play guard or tackle at a high level. So, I give the Jets credit for that one. They didn't goof that. A lot of teams draft pretty well. All right, so let's go to the number 15. Alabama quarterback Matt Jones, New England Patriots. Can you say reach?
No.
I'm tired of hearing about this guy. I'm tired of hearing about this guy. And everybody he played with went in the first round. I'm tired of hearing about this guy. I'm sick of him. I don't think he's good. But, okay. I mean, if they like it, I guess they think they know what they're doing. I guess Belichick seen something that's what they wanted to do. That's fine. I went in another direction, but all right. Can't get mad. Arizona Cardinals go linebacker Zaven Collins. Reach. Tulsa? Really? Reach. That's a reach. To me. So we go to number 17, Las Vegas Raiders. A reach.
Listen, let me talk about my squad for a second. They did it with Carl Joseph. They did it. You know, Carl Joseph is turned out to be a great tackler. You know, but they did it with Carl Joseph. They did it with Cleveland Farrell, you know. Thank God they didn't do it last year with, Henry Ruggs. Okay, they made the right decision with that. thank God we didn't mess up Jonathan Abram and, of course, All-Pro Josh Jacobs. But Alex Leatherwood, who is a pretty good guard, he can play three positions. You could have got him in the second round.
Exactly.
What's crazy is that the guy that you should have picked in the first round, you picked in the second round. How goofy is that? Trayvon Murray.
Yep.
First of all, I don't know how Trayvon went down to the second round in the first place. I don't get that. Unless the Raiders are saying, okay, we I know what they're doing. They're playing economics, bro. They're playing economics, man. Now they don't have to pay the safety. They took a gamble. Now, if you look at it from an economic standpoint, it was a great business strategy. You know, you're not going to pay the offensive lineman, top bill because he's in the 17s, right? And then the safety that you really wanted, you're going to pay him second-round money. I'm telling you, that's what Mayock did, bro. I'm telling you, Mayock is a general manager.
I believe
right?
it. Yeah.
Yeah, it is crazy, man. And they said, we'll probably get it. You know, he's been hurt, blah, 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 blah. You know, we'll get him later on. I jumped for joy that when I heard the pick from the guy, in the second round, I was elated. You know, I said, oh, my God, we got a true safety, that's going to play the strong safety for us. Carl Joseph, we play a lot of defense where we play the two linebackers and the five safeties, or for three safeties and two quarterbacks, right? A lot of that defense, right? So you got, all pro, Jonathan Abram. You got Carl Joseph back. So definitely an upgrade from fucking LaMarcus Joyner. Don't get me started with that shit. You were right. Okay. Now Moore comes in and plays really. He can actually play that, LaMarcus Joyner situation. And he's rangy. He's the best safety in the draft. Then you draft Diablo. We're going to say, I'm just talking about my team. Diablo as a linebacker. Diablo's nasty, man, out of Texas Tech. That guy is, he's a maniac. So, it's Gus Bradley. It's definitely the picks we can pick from the second on down, man, it's definitely Gus Bradley picks. But back to you saying about number 17, it was a money move. Yes, we wanted Alex Leatherwood. We was going to get him anyway, right? But they got him at bargain prices. Ain't that something. Now, go ahead and say what you guys think. I'm going to be quiet because, I got thick skin too. Go ahead, Coach. Let me have it.
I just think it was a reach. That's all. I think y'all could have went in another direction at that pick. But like you said, they went the reverse opposite. All right, I got it. And Mayock is totally exonerating himself from saying that I had nothing to do with that Alex Leatherwood pick. He's already, I don't got nothing to do with that.
He said it was on Gruden, huh? Rather, yeah. They put you in the Blackboard.
He's already exonerating himself immediately that I have nothing to do with that pick.
Well, he's a dog, man. I mean, Leatherwood is a dog, man. I'm telling you, he can play. Najee Harris had a whole lot of holes open by him, bro. And that's what we're looking for right now with Kenyon and, of course, All-Pro Josh Jenkins. I love saying that. It's just amazing. All right, what's next?
So the Miami Dolphins go with an edge rusher, Jalen Phillips.
That was a smart pick.
Yes,
that was a smart pick. Because remember now, you got all this offense. Where's your defense? Atlanta.
Yep.
Atlanta Falcons.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You know, Devontae Parker and Jalen Waddle. That's tough.
That's
good. And Tua has no excuses. Miles Gaskin is one of the most underrated running backs in the league, bro. He was a fantasy. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was a fantasy sleeper last year. I had Miles Gaskin, man, on my team last year. I went all the way to the championship. I lost in the championship, but I made it. So, yeah, Miles Gaskin. If I can see you again, bro, I'm going to pick you back up again, man. Great work. All right, who's number 19, brother?
Giving these people more help. The Washington football team takes linebacker Jamie Davis.
Wow.
Just giving them more.
And what school did Jamie Davis go to? I can't wait to hear this. Go ahead.
Kentucky.
Yes, he did. And he was one of the SEC's top tacklers. I mean,
yeah.
He's a total stud, and you put him right behind Chase Young.
Yep.
Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. Ready for this? Washington Redskins can get Aaron Rodgers for some good money. That would be scary.
Yeah, they could. Yeah, they could. They could. They could very well get.
Dallas not always got that money yet.
So, the poor Giants, Goofy.
Oh, God. No, don't say that. Now, who they got at number 20? Are you kidding me? Go ahead, keep talking. You better believe that. He's a stud. My God, he's a stud.
I don't want to hear.
He's a stud, bro. No.
Rock running is trash. This rock running is trash.
he brings speed, man.
You know what he is? You know what he is? He's a poor man. He's a poor man's Percy Harvin.
You are disrespectful.
The poor man's Percy Harvin.
Let me tell you something. All you need is a poor man's Percy Harvin on the other side of that other dude on there, all pro Kenny Galloway. But I digress. I mean, the remember now, the Giants don't have a quarterback. Who's next?
Yeah, that's true. So, next up. Wow.
Uh-huh.
The Colts take Willie Payne.
Yes, they did. Not like they don't have a strong defense anyway.
Defense already.
This man, Frank Reich, is a bad boy. He knows
yes,
what
he
he's doing, man. Wow.
Yes,
you put him on the other side of Derek Leonard. Man, it's not fair. That's just not fair, bro. That's just not.
Yep.
They're trying to win the South, bro. With Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
I believe they can. Just can they get, you know, do anything in the playoffs? But that's a whole nother story. But Tennessee Titans take Virginia cornerback Khalif Farley.
Well, I think Caleb Farley was at the right now. See, that wasn't the reach. He was right where he needed to be.
Yeah,
and Tennessee, they just replaced. They replaced somebody, man, with the person that left them is definitely not as good as the person they just got in the draft. Adoree Jackson is garbage. He's garbage.
Yes.
And I hate to say that he came from my alma mater, you know what I mean, USC, but he's garbage. But Caleb Farley is crazy. He got hit. And man, he can do it all, man. His hips are great.
Yeah, Caleb Farley,
you know,
is real nice. I got to give him credit.
All right.
So we go to the Vikings.
Oh, boy.
Now,
this is a hell of a take.
Yes.
That protects. I'm going to say something right now. We don't know right now the way the talk is, man. They're really talking greasy about Kirk Cousins right now. I don't know. He's going to be there, Pat, next year. I mean, but they got the piece, man, whoever they're going to put there. He is an absolute dog, man. Darren Sharp's actually a dog. Good pick by Minnesota for one. Well, no, I can't say that. Last year, Justin Jefferson. Oops, sorry about that. All right, next.
Brother Baines, Bass, would love this pick. Shout out to my old co-host.
Yeah,
Alabama,
great, man.
Running back, Najee Harris.
He's perfect for what Pittsburgh does. Even Franco Harris caught the ball off the backfield. Even, remember this, I'm going to make you laugh. I'm going to show you how much I know football. I'm going to tell you how much I know, you know, Bo knows. Even the guy out of Baylor for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Walter Abercrombie could catch the ball. All right. It was said about Walter Abercrombie, he came behind Franco. That's the sad thing about it. The Steelers weren't winning more championships, and they thought that Walter Abercrombie was a bum. He really wasn't. He was a pretty good back. But it's kind of hard to come after, you know, the great steel curtain days. All right. Now, you look at Le'Veon Bell. All right. No more to talk about. Le'Veon Bell's great. So, now you had this guy. You had this Najee Harris.
Wow.
Who ain't nothing but a faster Derrick Henry that can catch the ball.
And
Derrick Henry's pretty fast.
Yep.
He's going to be the perfect fit.
Najee Harris, that's going to work. I'm going after him in fantasy.
You better believe it. You better. He's going to help that team tremendously. And, you know, I got to put in my shout out to Hakeem. Me and him both called it. We said that you know, Harris would go to the Steelers, so we did call it. All right, next.
So we go to the Jacksonville. So we go to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Travis Etienne.
I'm saying because he's going with his quarterback, man. He can be used, man. Another running back that can catch out the backfield, bro.
That's chemistry.
You ready for this? He's Emmitt Smith again, bro. Remember Emmitt Smith when he first came out? When he first came out of Florida, they said, "What is Dallas doing? Who the hell is Emmitt Smith?" Okay, he reminds me his the way he plays, man, hits those holes, man, toughness, and he's a little bit fast.
Emmitt
Smith.
This young man reminds me of Emmitt Smith. No, Reese Rock said that. I'm talking about the way they talk about this young man. It's the same way they talk about Emmitt when he first. Remember that line? It's like, oh, man, Emmitt ain't going to be taking it. They question the heart of this board. This Travis, I'm telling you, Coach, you're going to eat your words, man.
He's not elusive. He's fast. He got north and south, but he ain't got no shifties.
All right, we'll see. All right, well, he's playing with his quarterback again, so that might help.
All right, so.
Man, okay. Next.
These maniacs. Cleveland Browns get Greg Newsom in second.
Ain't that something, bro? All they do is get better. That defense gets better and better.
They want the Browns in the Super Bowl. That's what's going on here.
Man. Yeah, don't forget they picked up JOK in the third round. Jeremiah also.
Yep.
Man, so we want to go there. Okay. Next.
Baltimore Ravens take Minnesota wide receiver Rashawn Bateman.
Rashawn Bateman is a first. He's a first round. He's a low first rounder. He's a low first rounder.
Well,
he reminds me of what Baltimore would do. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
more as a weapon.
I'm gonna tell you why I didn't understand. And this fucked me up. Okay. What in the world? Why didn't they take Elijah Moore there?
Right. I don't understand that neither.
That really bothered me. They got everything you need. Him and Hollywood. I guess they don't like a lot of speed down here in Baltimore. Unless their quarterback's trying to run for his life. All right. Next.
So, New Orleans Saints, they start with an edge rusher, Peyton Turner.
Peyton Turner's a good ball player.
He's
a good ball player.
Sold on that pick. But
yeah, the court is out on there.
But they did. But they got their replacement for Drew Brees in the fourth round.
Yeah, this is true.
Watch this kid being booked. Become a gamer in this league, all right? Watch him.
It's all about Sean Payton. Sean Payton got to develop. So, who's number 28, brother?
We had 29. Green Bay Packers take Eric Stokes, cornerback Georgia.
You know they wasn't going to pick it.
Right.
Why wasn't Elijah Moore picked up then? They're telling Aaron Rodgers to kiss my ass. That's what they're doing.
Yep.
Why wasn't Elijah Moore picked at 29? Now, once again, I mean, I think we can be GM, but I'm going to leave that one alone.
Yeah, we can be GM. So, giving these maniac Buffalo Bills more firepower, they get this kid off the edge. Gregory Rosier, this kid's a main.
Buffalo is trying to tell the Patriots, I don't care what you did with those tight ends. We're going to beat the shit out of you. You know what I mean? You know, Hunter Henry, you know, Jonnu Smith.
I don't.
We coming. We coming.
And then Baltimore. Baltimore 31 goofs. Penn State edge rusher Jason Owe.
So wait a minute, Baltimore had 2 picks in the first round?
Yes, and they still didn't grab our boy.
I don't get it.
Yep.
All right, let's go to the Chiefs.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That's right. The Chiefs didn't have a first round. That was Baltimore's for Kansas City. Yeah. Who did the Buccaneers get?
Edge rusher Joe Tyron.
Yeah, he's nice. So time for Washington. Yeah, he's nice. I'm gonna say who he reminds me of. He reminds me of a Simeon Rice. That's who he reminds me of.
I was about to say that.
Yeah. It's crazy. He reminds me of Simeon Rice, man. So, you know, let's go to the goofies, man. What's going on with the 76ers?
All right. What's going on right now with the 76ers are they're losing a little bit of cohesiveness, that's all.
George Hill was a good pickup for them.
It was
a good pickup for them. Coming off the bench, you know what I mean, that second team, they got leadership, like I said. He's just a piece. He's not the same George Hill he was with San Antonio. We know that, but he's a good piece. But the cohesiveness, what do you mean? What's to the bench?
Yeah, I think Shake's lost his confidence. That's a problem.
Yeah,
too.
Have you seen that too, man? You sharp, man. You definitely seen what I see. Damn you! You got it right on point, man. Shake Milton has lost his confidence out there.
Lost
his confidence.
Who? Lost his confidence.
Yeah, he scored like, man, he was at like 21. Yeah, what about Matisse?
He can't score. There's no offense.
Yes. Yeah. Right, because the only way he can score unless it's a lob or he's on a break. He can't create
his defense is impeccable. But
yes, this is true.
He's a liability out there when it's time to get some points on the board. He's just not. He's just not ready yet. And that's going to be the problem. They got some unready players. Now, who's ready? And they keep saying he ain't ready. It's Maxey. Maxey ready. Now, I would think long and hard about this rotation going to the playoffs without, and don't have that kid playing. Because the kid bring energy and he can play.
So, yeah, So similar to achy breaky shoulder when he came in the end of the playoffs 2 years ago, Mr. Markelle Fultz. Just put Maxey in there.
I would put him in the – I don't know, man. This rotation guy, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm lost. I'm lost on who going
– In the playoffs, man, it's only good 8 or 9. That's all it's going to play. 8 or 9, that's how the playoffs is.
He keep playing five all these minutes, though, so I'm guessing he sold that five was gone.
All right, well, I saw LeBron did a good job last night. So he looked good last night. Got his rest.
And he lost.
He just looked good. He looked good out there. I'm just saying.
I mean, he did in limited minutes, but that's not – listen, that show over. That
listen,
show's
man.
Over. You know who going
Did
to
you
the finals?
See
you know who going to the finals? Come on,
Phoenix.
Out the West. You know who going to the finals?
Phoenix.
All right, that was a good pick. I got to. I don't know if they can deal with the Joker.
Oh God.
Joker ain't playing.
But they ain't got Mary, so I don't trust them. They ain't got Jamal Mary, so I don't trust them.
They 8-9, but it is regular season.
Let me tell you something. Denver will have problems with that young Phoenix
games.
Team.
That young Phoenix team this, may be going to the finals.
Let me tell you something. Chris Paul, last hurrah. This is Chris Paul's last hurrah. Did you see him, how he tuned Derrick Rose and the rest of those Knicks? He tuned them up 2 days ago. That was crazy. He looked like the New Orleans Pelicans or the New Orleans Hornets. Chris
Paul.
He
looked like he found, I don't know what he did. He got a nutritionist or whatever. Jesus, Pete.
He's tough. And all you got to do, man, like I said, the guard got to do, man, is Kyle said, he's just bringing the ball down the court, man. That's how people like John Stockton live to see another day, man. You know what I mean? Like, just play ball. You know what I mean? People like Jason Kidd play way into his, you know, almost into his 40s. You could do it. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean, I like that Phoenix team. I mean, I would like to see a Phoenix Philadelphia 76ers time. That's what I like to see. But is that a dream? Because, I mean, we've had dreams like that in 2008. The Phillies and the Tampa Bay Rays, right? Tampa Bay is a small market. Philadelphia, a fifth market. No one would thought Philadelphia and Tampa Bay would be at the end, right? So why not Philadelphia and Phoenix?
I would love Phoenix. I just don't. I'm telling you, man. I don't know, man. It's just something about the Sixers that. Right now, they wishy-washy.
Brooklyn's going to play them, huh?
I don't know. I think the Sixers can beat Brooklyn handily.
Yeah, I said that because they're the better coach team. They're the better coach team, period. I stand by that.
Who's that guy? Who is this guy that's coming off the Sixers bench at power forward that's doing a lot of work right now? This guy's all over.
Ooh, Scott? Place. Scott?
No, some other boy dunking on people. He out there balling.
Who are you talking about, man?
What is it? I forgot his name, man. Obviously, I guess because they've been blowout games. Why this guy been balling though? Like, where he been all year? I forgot his name.
Wow, okay. Oh God, you ain't no help. Okay, but anyway, but he ain't gonna be part of the rotation either.
It's not.
I mean, they got to
I'm telling you, I'm telling you.
Hey, what, you said Westcott?
It's almost as I would leave George Hill off the roster and put Maxey on the roster. Because Maxey going to score, regardless.
Maxey, nice, man. I don't know, man. It's going to be up to Doc. And George Hill wasn't brought here to be off the – it might be a 9-team, you know, I mean, rotation. I mean, sorry,
if they go nine,
a nine-person rotation.
If they go nine, Maxey may make it. If not, he ain't making it.
Yeah. So we'll
see. He sold on fiber with that garbage offense.
All I know is Tobias is playing his heart out. You know, I mean, you know, the coach, hey, Tobias, the coach will never say anything more about you and what you do on a constant basis.
I have nothing to say about Tobias Harris except for I was wrong.
Wrong. Finally becoming the professional that he should have been. But I'm telling you, he would have not became this person without Doc Rivers. Some coaches are for some people, man. And I went to my hat to Tobias Harris. You know what I mean? How he played this year. Seth Curry, you need to be sitting there.
That's who I think does not need to make the roster. I don't care about them threes because he plays no. His defense is rat poo and ball handling garbage. And he's a walking turnover. His passing for him to be a starting two in his league, his passing is egregious.
He's horrible, man. He's horrible. Danny Green, why is he still on this team?
I don't even know. I can't understand why Danny Green is still around.
I just want to bring that to your attention.
Oh, I don't understand. I don't understand the Danny Green game.
How the mighty have fallen. No one is talking about Milwaukee, are they?
No, they aren't. Because all Giannis is a glorified Ben Simmons.
Well, you disrespectful to my coach. You really putting the hammer there. You are being disrespectful.
Giannis is a glorified Ben Simmons. Let's knock it off. It's glorified Ben Simmons. That's all Giannis is.
But can't Giannis shoot?
No. He tries, though.
Right. That's the difference between him and
He tries.
That's why they call him the freak, man. Last time I heard, two people that were called the freak never got no championships, him and Javon Curse. But I digress.
Right.
But did you see – I'm going to say this, and we're going to talk a little baseball. Listen, let me say something to you. That Trae Young act is tired. No one wants to play with him.
No, nobody wants
that
to play
Atlanta Hawks team, no one wants to play with that dude. He's a jackass.
Because he think he Curry.
Yes.
He's not Curry.
He does nothing for his teammates. He doesn't. It's horrible, man. He's talking about Gunner. I'm going to tell you right now. And I never thought I'd see this. He is worse than – he is a worse gun. And watch this. You're going to start cracking when I say this. All cool, no fool. He's worse than Nick Van Exel.
Wow. You bad when you're worse than Nick the Quick. Is he worse than World Be Free?
No. World Be Free was bad.
All right. Okay, he ain't worse than World Be Free. But, all right. Yeah, he is a gun. He's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
He coming down, shooting 40-footers. Like, I don't care. Nobody touching the ball. Off the dribble, around the back, 40-footer.
He's Nick. Listen, man, you look at that Laker team. In 1998, that team won the title, that team with Eddie Jones and Nick Van Exel, Elvin Campbell, and Shaquille O'Neal, and a young Kobe Bryant. Okay, they had to get rid of Nick Van Exel, trade him to Cleveland. They traded Eddie Jones to the Heat, They drafted Derek Fisher, and the rest is history.
Yep.
The rest is history.
I'm mad they got rid of Eddie. That's my boy in real life. I know Eddie personally. That's my man, and I was mad about that because Eddie was balling.
Straight. Yeah. And he went to the Heat. Did he get a championship with Shaq and them? Oh, no.
No, he didn't.
Wow.
They traded. I think he got traded again after that.
Probably because of Dwayne Wade.
Yeah,
probably because of the draft of Dwayne Wade. They didn't need it. Yeah, they definitely did. That boy Marquette is one of the greatest basketball players on the list.
I want to talk about the Sixers goofing.
What?
With this kid Markelle Bridges out there playing like he a baller. Is Zaire Smith there?
Not even in the D League. He's not even playing basketball, bro. Did you know that? Zaire Smith is not even playing basketball.
This is what I'm talking
about. See, that was Brett Goofball Brown, though. Don't get that twisted now. That was all Brett Brown. That pick was all
and
Brett.
Markelle Bridges won it. And he was clamoring to play here.
That was politics, bro. Yeah, that was politics, man. They couldn't have him and his mom. You know, it was just egregious, and like you always say, it was just horrible. But I mean, that was Brett Brown. Is not even a coach in the league. Is he assistant coach anywhere?
No.
Okay, so he's not.
Brett Brown sucks.
We do that. We were so glad to get him out of here, man. I don't know what in the world to do. So, but I mean, it is what it is. Baseball,
and
man. What's
next?
Go ahead. No. We'll get to baseball in a minute.
Quirkmaz sucks too.
Yeah, Quirkmaz was a project. You know what I mean? You know, that's what happens, man. He never, you know, came up to the bat. Even my dog is a quote mark is being the way shit. So, but let's go to baseball, man, and talk about these teams out here, man. And let's stay at home. What is going on with the Phillies?
Same stuff that's going on with them.
But they can pitch now. They can't hit.
Yeah.
They had no bullpen trouble now.
The bats got cold real quick, man.
And Rhys Hoskins still leads the National League in home runs. All right, we're going to leave that alone. Tomorrow night on these O&E stations, we come back on with the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Chinchilla Jonesia and News Forum, 9:30 Eastern. Daylight time on these O&E stations. And, of course, Damon Network has advertised to O&E, which is Orlando Ingles Enterprise, reaches, of course, at www.thelookinglassentertainment, wordpress.com. As well as Ngozi Primetime on that, Damon.com. We're Ngozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Oladele Ngozi appearance at Google+. Oladele Malia Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, Huddle Sports Nation, as well as the Historic, Determined, and Motivated Online Now Network established 2016. And any comments or suggestions for a wonderful program tonight, oladele.ngozi@gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malia Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Sports Radio to support us on a constant basis. Hey, knuckleheads, holla.
Okay. I love knuckleheads, so, like I said, it was an interesting draft. Studs, duds, and buds. Like I said, I think that just the Eagles did a great job. Big I cannot even, I'm lost for words with the Eagles. I'm lost for words with Dallas. Two best plays. I'm just sitting there like, what? They got it right? And, you know, that's just where they're at with it. And I think that they, you know, they did pretty good. But I want y'all to remember this name. Jacob Harris. About the 4-3 at tight end. And I'm out.